Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano here on Audio Boo, and today is February 1st, 2013. It's the very first day of February, and there seems to be a little bit of a confusion because there's questions, there's quote-unquote official questions from Audio Boo. There are a series of questions posted by Sawyer GB, which were then transcribed by several other people, and some of them fell off the list for some reason. Anyway, I remember there's seven original questions by Sawyer GB. That's the ones I'm going to stick to. I'm not saying anything about Audio Boo's questions. Some of them are very good. In fact, there's a few that I'd really like to use. And depending on how things go after these first 7 days, or even within the first 7 days, if there's a question that I wasn't too crazy about, I might just answer one of the ones from Audio Boo and just kind of keep it informal and flexible that way. So the very first question on Sawyer GB's list was, what have you been up to since last February? Well, I thought about this morning. I was lying in bed saying, okay, what am I going to talk about? Because, I mean, a lot of stuff has happened to me. I think the biggest thing really is my social network has expanded exponentially. I mean, I was on Facebook, and I had done a little bit of Twitter, not a lot, though. Haven't really used Twitter before this year. In fact, probably the last 4 months have seen more activity on Twitter for me than in a long, you know, than ever before. So definitely it was a year of discovering my social network. Unfortunately, I lost some friends at relatively young ages too. Some of them way too young. I also discovered that what was I going to say? Darn. I had a fleeting thought and now it's gone. Oh, I befriended, I guess, an old friend of mine, his daughter. I found his wife, his ex-wife, actually, on Facebook. And I think I may have told the story before. And unfortunately, you can't stop me if you have. Basically, what happened was I was friends with this fellow years and years ago. And when we moved, when the family moved from where we were living to the island of Montreal, we lost touch. And over the years, I never really kept in touch with him. He wasn't anybody to use social networking or anything like that, so it wasn't the question of finding him on there. And then there was a sort of a mutual friend, if you want, who was on Facebook with, or found me on Facebook, and this friend's ex-wife was friends with this fellow on Facebook. And when she saw me in the list, she goes, wow. So she asked me to be friends with her. And I, of course, I remembered her. And I didn't know that my friend had died. I only found out literally a few months before through yet a third party. And anyway, so this friend now who's gone, his ex-wife got in touch with me on Facebook. And then her daughter, who would have been 15 at the time, I think, 15 or 16 years old, she was wondering, who the heck is this guy? Because she more or less knew her mom's entourage and friends, never heard of me. And so she explained to her daughter that I was her dad's best friend, which, you know, really touched me because I didn't think I was that important to this fellow, but obviously I was. Not knowing that, it was kind of painful to find out that he was gone now. And yeah, so now I recollect this happening in 2012. It might have even happened in 2011, but I'm pretty sure it happened in 2012. Shortly after February, in fact. I could go and check my records. I think on my timeline in Facebook, I could probably track that down. And what else? Well, I've been busy with work, and both my contracts are doing very well. They seem to be hanging in there long term. Didn't do much work around the house, really. Not as much as I would have liked to in an entire year. We back in May of 2012, we went to Walt Disney World. That was the highlight of the year for sure. Both my daughter and I enjoyed it immensely. So did my wife, but she had already been there, so there was none of that newness to her. It was my first time. It was my daughter's first time on an airplane, so that was exciting. And I'm sure there's a ton of stuff that have happened. It's just that right now, when I'm sitting here trying to recollect it, I guess looking back, it's a little bit sad, really. I don't know why. After the whirlwind of Walt Disney, when we came home, even the whole summer was kind of in the doldrums, right up into early fall. It was kind of, there was a spark there that was missing. And then, of course, October came around, and October on Audioboo, that was a real shot in the arm for me. I loved doing October. It was really, really interesting. And that motivated me so much. And around that time, one of my contracts had sort of the work had lightened up quite a bit. So I was really able to dig deep into October and do a lot of research and do some stuff and put together those little 10-minute little music audio segments that I enjoyed it so much. And then, of course, November came and the impending rush of the holidays. And now I find myself sort of in the doldrums again. I guess this happens every New Year, especially February. Here in Montreal, there's a lot of lack of sunlight. Even now, as I look outside, it's very gray and dull. The thermometer has dipped down again. We're at minus 13 this morning. With the wind chill, it was probably closer to minus 20. Although now that I look outside, it's very still. So anyway, I have to go, because I have to go and get put gas in the car and get myself to work. And that was it. That was my first entry for February. Not maybe the most exciting entry I've ever done. But I wanted to try to participate like I did last year, because this is really how I discovered Audioboo, was doing the February challenge. And I don't really consider it a challenge, because I boo just about every day, like many people do. The only time I don't boo is on the weekends. And again, because I have this strange thing about doing an audio boo in front of my wife, my partner. And so I tend not to do audio boos during the weekends, especially in winter. I mean, I suppose I could go out for a walk and just do an audio boo, which is what I might do throughout the month of February, or February. I don't even say February anymore. I can't even remember. let me change the calendar here. February. Okay. I'm forgetting how to talk because of Audioboo. February, yes. So for the month of February, I'm going to try to do Audioboos even on the weekends for the February challenge. So I'm looking forward to listening to what other people are going to do, if they are going to take Sawyer GB's list or the quote-unquote official list from Audioboo. It should be interesting. I did find Audioboo's list a little bit, not highbrow, but it was very UK-centric. A couple of the questions on there, I didn't even know how to answer, because I didn't even know what they were talking about. Anyway, have a good day, everyone, and thanks for listening.